Honored to be sitting in this seat today. I do not deserve it, but we honor the great Paul W. Smith on this, his birthday, April 18th, 2025. Mike, how long has Paul been associated with WJR? I mean, this goes back to the mid-1970s?
Yeah, I think the mid-70s, he said he was either a college student or a high school student checking in with J.P. McCarthy about the Michigan football games.
Wow. And we know he was on JR Morning since 1996, but he's had an association with the great voice of the Great Lakes for decades. We are so appreciative of Mr. Paul W. Smith. Shout out to him today. Happy birthday, Paul. Well, a lot of you know that this issue has been on the table now for some time. For a few years, in fact. It was a campaign issue for President Trump throughout. And earlier in the year, a poll taken by none other than the New York Times and polling company Ipsos found that 79% of Americans say that men, biological men, should not compete in women's sports. And look, to me, this is not about the respecter of persons. I respect people no matter who they are, no matter what gender they are. There's an issue here of fairness that just speaks to the American people in such a way that really demands change. And by the way, this number of 79% is higher than what the Center Square Voters Voice poll said in 2023, which was 67%. Now, if you kind of separate that out by political party, Republicans, no surprise here, but 94% of Republicans say men should not compete in women's sports. But get this, 67% of Democrats and 64% of independents. So it puts it into context. When now you have the Trump administration trying to set the course on this issue, which arguably the American people voted on when President Trump's February 5th executive order mandated that schools and athletic associations bar transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports, biological women's sports. And the order stipulates that institutions failing to enforce this ban risk federal funding. Well, we're seeing this play out in the Northeast, in the state of Maine. Now the Trump administration is issuing a lawsuit against that state over its policy allowing transgender female athletes to participate in women's and girls' sports. And the DOJ alleges that Maine's actions violate Title IX. And yet you have a governor, Democrat governor in Janet Mills, and her attorney general, Aaron Frey, who are taking the hard line here. I mean, strongly opposing the federal directive because of what they call the Maine Human Rights Act. And you have to wonder why. Well, joining us right now, Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner of Flood Law. Todd, wow. I mean, I guess the governor meant it when she was at the White House with the governor's conference with the president, when she said, "I'll see you in court." And President Trump, by the way, sort of...
You know, this is like...
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Chris, well, thanks for having me. And I have to give a shout out to Paul W., my dear friend. Happy birthday, my friend. This is like proving water's wet. I can't fathom how they think, Maine thinks, that this is not discrimination. When you have a boy that is going into the ladies' locker room, he was 46th in pole vaulting in Maine and now is number one
on the boys' team.
On the boys' team. And now he's number one in the women's team. It just boggles the mind that we have to litigate this and they don't see the error of their ways. And we have to spend the resources to correct them when in fact it should be automatic. But you have to send a message. This is pure 1,000% discrimination. Don't get me wrong, I'm with you. All people have rights. All people have due process. But we know the difference between what is right and what is wrong, and this is clearly wrong. Legally, if you remember, and I was part of, I have taken on institutions with Nassar, with Anderson, with EMU and the women. There was a letter sent out during the Obama administration, Joe Biden saying, if you don't comply with Title IX, we're going to take away your funding. So now do they speak with forked tongue and say, well, there's an exception here. We're going to let boys play with the girls and then take away their records. Think about all the young women. This young lady that was 4 years of age started training for swimming, and she got all the way into the Olympics, and now she is being misplaced, displaced, because in that another case in Maine, it's crazy to me. From a legal standpoint, we are to protect individual sexes of male and female and make sure that we don't discriminate against them under Title IX.
Yeah.
And we're doing everything the opposite here in this case. With I don't understand the logic of what legal background, you know, backing they may have or precedence they may have to actually think they will win in a courtroom.
Well, and not only that, Todd, but I mean, kind of going against, President Trump mentioned this to the governor, against the very will of the citizens of Maine. You know, forget political party. He's saying, look, the majority of your population supports our executive order. And, you know, if we don't do something about it now, we're going to see what you and I saw with that pool competition in the UK. And you had the final two contestants were both biological males competing in what was a female championship. So I don't want to see that, because there is no limit. Like, where does that end? And yet the Maine Human Rights Act, they're using that as something that supersedes federal law. How can they do that?
Well, you know, the stare decisis in the federal law will trump, no pun intended, Pam Bondi, our U.S. attorney, has it 1,000% correct, will take over an unconstitutional act. So this is on its very face. It's a prima facie case of discrimination. I have represented transgender people, and when they have been injured and hurt, I stand for those types of things. But this case, this is clear a violation of our Constitution, a violation of Title IX, because, and it also gets down to the bare facts of safety. Think about the safety that's in play here, where you have boys going into girls' locker rooms, or boys, you know, wrestling against women. It's just disgusting. So this is a sad situation, but Pam Bondi has it. President Trump has it right.
All right. We'll see how it plays out, because Maine is among, I guess, a few different states that want to challenge this, but it's going to set a precedent. And Todd Flood, we always appreciate having you on the show. Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner of Flood Law. Todd, thank you so much. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter, my friend. Be well.
You're listening to Focus on 760 WJR.